I think what we need to look at is we've had very, very low interest rates for the last decade, and we've developed all of these problems. So I think we can probably work on the basis that super low interest rates aren't helping any of this stuff, and that maybe raising interest rates might actually be beneficial. So, for example, there's lots of people in this country who do have money, but they're not spending it. If you raise interest rates and they're getting a bit of a better return on their savings, or they're getting a bit of a better pension income, and so on, they might start to feel a bit richer and they might start to spend a bit more money. You also have the scenario where raising interest rates has the benefit of slowing down the ability of people to keep paying more and more money for properties. So house prices start to slow, which is good news. And in fact, at the moment, house prices, if you look at across all of the surveys, are now rising by less than inflation and less than wages. So they are actually getting marginally cheaper. And if the reason why you're raising interest rates is because wages are going up, which means actually people are getting paid a bit more money, well, that world doesn't look too bad, does it? And also the other advantage is as we talked about last week, we're going to have a recession sooner or later. So it might be an idea to be above the original emergency level before we get that recession.
Yes, well, we'll stick with a couple more optimistic green shoots and the like. Savers, you mentioned them there. We got reports this week, didn't we, Rachel? One-year bonds now paying 1.95%. But, you know, it shows signs in the right direction. But a lot of that's got to do with challenges. Is that right? As opposed to the idea that interest rates are going to go up?
It's both. I mean, banks and building societies will only pay you to hold your savings as much as they have to. And so if there's a lot of competition in the market, they have to pay you more to entice you from their competition. So yes, that does drive it. But rates have started to go up just a little bit the last few months. And another rise in the interest rate could nudge them just a tiny bit further. Still, though, if we're talking about inflation at 3%, that means that anything less than that, your money that you're sitting and prudently saving and your lovely nest egg is being eroded. So you can't get excited yet.